Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome award-winning filmmaker Louis Schwartzberg. He has a brand new film called Gratitude Revealed. It is going to be opening here in the Bay Area on the 16th at the Roxy in San Francisco, the new Parkway in Oakland, San Rafael as well, becoming to the Rialto in Elmwood, Berkeley on the 23rd. A global screening event will happen on the 21st. Louis, welcome to the program. Before we get to this film, I just want to say my friend April absolutely loved Wings of Life. I just wanted to get that in first.
Thank you, and great to be with you, Rick. And this is really going to be a cool follow-up to my previous film, Fantastic Fungi, which was a big hit in the Bay Area.
Well, is it not an exaggeration to say that Gratitude Revealed is 40 years in the making?
It's true. I've been my parents were Holocaust survivors, and so I've always been inspired to tell stories about people who overcome adversity but have a lot of love, hope, and resilience in their life. And so over the years, I've been capturing these little nuggets of experience with people that are remarkable, many of them actually in sports, now that I think about it. We've got the blind ice climber, and got the cliff dancers, you know, up in Marin, actually, Bandaloop, ex-con boxer, street lugers. So we have a lot of beautiful metaphors using, I think, sports as a way to talk about courage and overcoming fear.
Well, your TED Talk about having gratitude, I should say, went 6 million times. People loved it. And I think in our society, especially in the Western world, in the first world, we mostly are trained to think about what we don't have instead of what we have. Yeah. What led you to that TED Talk?
Well, I think gratitude, again, with the background I had with my folks, but also, you know, that made me sort of an environmentalist. You appreciate the little things in life. And you mentioned, you know, Wings of Life. That was all about pollination, the intersection between the animal world and the plant world that gives us the healthy food we need. So people don't appreciate the little guys, the bee, because if the bee didn't pollinate that flower, you wouldn't have the fruit, nuts, vegetables, and berries, and you know all the healthy food we need to eat. And so being grateful for the little things, I mean, imagine you got a trillion cells in your body. They're working in harmony. You know, you got to be grateful for that, because as soon as you get sick, that's all of a sudden when you realize you took that for granted. And so I think in this time now, especially with the pandemic, environmental degradation, the politics being as polarized as they are, it's easy to understand that people are, have a lot of disconnection and despair. So gratitude doesn't solve all that stuff, but what it does is like one step in the right direction. It's about thinking positively for a moment because of all the negative energy that's coming towards us. I mean, I know I'm on the sports program, but I'm sure that I just heard you talking about baseball. But if I was a player going up to bat, I would want to have a positive intention in my head that I'm going to hit a home run as opposed to thinking that I'm going to strike out. Do you agree?
Yes.
And I think that would affect, you know, that's sort of the difference between, I think, the great players, you know, the mental part of it and the physical part. I mean, look at a free throw, right? I can make a free throw. You can make a free throw. Kids can do a free throw. So why isn't a pro basketball player at 100% on a free throw line? Mm-hmm. I think it's the mental pre-visualization of whether or not it's going to go through the hoop or not.
No, it's a good point. And I know in this film you also check in with Jack Kornfield, who's an interesting guy. He's sort of the guy who said that just because you're born in America doesn't mean you can't learn the Buddhist teachings from the Far East. And I know that kind of sums him up in a nutshell. But what did Jack have to say when it came to gratitude?
Oh, God. Oh, I think what Jack did, you know, he kind of shifted a lot and talked about patience. And then patience is about trust, and trust in letting your life unfold, and trusting in the fact that it's a great mystery, and that you are gratitude. You know, you don't have to work at it. You are a gift to the world right now as to who you are, and love it and nurture it and just be it.
You also have Lynn Twist, and she's very interesting as well because she talks about, you know, her term, the soul of money, and releasing the burden of having money or not having money. So how did that fit into the gratitude project?
Yeah, well, because generosity is another one of those values that adds up to gratitude. And people who are generous, we've all, you know, heard that phrase that it feels better to give than to receive, is another way to like engender gratitude. But also people that have less, many times are happier than people that have a lot of material things. So having a lot of material things doesn't make you, you know, happier. And I think the generosity, that feeling of giving, sharing the gift of gratitude with others, letting them know that you love them, letting other people know how grateful you are that maybe they mentored you at some point in your life. We forget to circle back and share that with people. And when we do, scientific studies, you know, prove and show that it makes you healthier. You live longer, reduces heart rate, respiration rate. All these things are beneficial when people practice gratitude. And for many people, that might be just doing like a journal. Just write down 3 or 4 things you're grateful for every day, and you can see how it can improve your life.
You also, and I know you're connected with Cal, and speaking of Cal, Dr. Christine Carter is from there, and she wrote a great book called Raising Happiness, and it's about making happy kids and making happy parents as well. And what did she have to chime in on it?
Oh, that happiness is like, well, with the research that she does, like we tend in psychology to study the people that have, you know, that are dysfunctional, you know. And what she's pioneered in the Greater Good Science Center at UC Berkeley, they really focus on, like, just for people like you and me, you know, what can make us, quote-unquote, happier. Looking at people that are, quote-unquote, normal, how can you increase that feeling of happiness and gratitude? And I think that being able to look at that, and also she warned about the negative effects of this digital technology where you have a phone in your pocket and you can't let 4 seconds go by without calling that boredom, that you got to check in on this computer where you're not able to ever be present with yourself. So this constant need to be connected online creates a lot of stress and anxiety, and I think we all know that.
Last question for you. It's one thing to impart all this knowledge, but you're a filmmaker. You need to entertain people. You need to give it a cinematic experience as well. So how do you blend that all in to make it a great, quote-unquote, movie?
Yeah. Right. Well, every story I do has to be really visual, like the ice, you know, the blind ice climber climbing up a wall of ice. I use, you know, everybody says my imagery is beautiful. Beauty is part of the story. Beauty is a dangerous tool for survival because we protect what we love. So the stories that I select are visual. It's not a guy sitting behind a desk writing a book. We got cowboys. We got ice climbers. We got boxers, street losers, farmers, you know, remarkable but ordinary people doing their thing. And all across this country and all across the world, that makes it really like eye candy for people to watch. It engages you, and then you still get to absorb the nutritional value of the words that are being spoken.
It's going to be a big hit. Gratitude Revealed, coming to the Bay Area on the 16th at the Roxy in San Francisco, the New Parkway in Oakland, at the Smith Raphael Film Center in San Rafael, over at the Elmwood in Berkeley on the 23rd, and globally a couple days before that, with Louis Schwartzberg. Louis, congratulations on the film, and thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, and keep up the great work you do as well.
Thank you so much.